Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today's video is about creating educational content for your ideal guests so that they look to you as the source of the best information. So if you're not yet in the habit of creating content in the form of blogs, videos, and social media posts for the benefit of your guests, then my three top tips in this video will definitely help you. Ask you a question. When you read something online or even in good old-fashioned print and you're enjoying it, how do you feel about the author? Do you go looking for other publications by the same author? We as a society tend to regard people who write stuff as somehow different, don't we? We tend to put them on a kind of level above us. We're even a little bit in awe of them, people like J.K. Rowling or Stephen King. Well, when you create content about your area, your topic of expertise, and about your property, people will start to look to you differently and even put you on a level slightly above as well. You don't have to create great bestsellers, you just have to get into the habit of finding your voice and sharing what you know on a regular basis. So here's three top tips for creating and sharing content using that great platform that's available to us all, the internet. Tip number one, make a list of topics to write about or shoot video on. You'll be able to find lots of things to talk about using your local tourist office, for example. If you have flyers or brochures at your property, and most of us do, then pick three or four of them and investigate yourself so that you can speak confidently about what other attractions are offering. Tip number two, find your preferred way of sharing what you know. If you like talking, then make some short videos with you in them, talking directly to the camera so that we can see you and feel your energy. If you like writing, as I do, then write about 300 to 500 words about an aspect of your area and share it on your blog and on social media. If you're camera shy right now, then let's hear your voice as commentary as you share something interesting about your area, but without you on camera. Tip number three, do this consistently. Once is never enough, so resolve to invest time in your week to actually implement this strategy. And keep in mind that once you've posted something on the internet, it's pretty much there forever, especially on YouTube and your blog. If you'd like to know more about how these strategies and many more have helped my clients to add at least 25% extra income to their businesses while working less, then click on the link below to register now for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click on the link below and I'll see you there. Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and in today's video I'm going to talk about a question that comes up frequently in my Facebook group. What's the best online travel agent to list with? So if you're someone who's constantly jumping from one online travel agent to the next and wondering where the next guest is coming from, then this video will definitely help you. So listing with online travel agents is not a long-term strategy. They can be great in the short term or for just one of your rooms for exposure, but if you're tripping from one to the other, trying to beat the competition, discounting just to get guests, and metaphorically prostituting yourself on those platforms, then let's be clear. you're missing the whole point of owning and running a small hospitality business. So let me explain what I mean by that. First, guests choose bed and breakfast, guest houses, inn and small hotels because they want to interact with the owners and have an experience rather than just have somewhere to sleep. Please don't underestimate your ability to provide this for them. Second, when you ignore the first point I just made, you're placing yourself amongst other accommodation providers who have no way to meet the needs of their guests. And third, when you do overlook this crucial distinction, you'll be attracting and competing for the same guests who don't want the intimate experience, and therefore everyone will be disappointed. Your job is to decide who you want to welcome and why, based on who you are and the experience that you offer. And then find the platform where those guests are hanging out, and it probably won't be on the big names that you and I are both familiar with. If you'd like to know more about how these strategies and many more have helped my clients to find the guests they love to welcome and add at least 25% extra income to their businesses while working less, then click on the link below to register for my next masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click on the link below to register now, and I'll see you there. Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today I'm going to help you to find the right B&B, guest house or inn for you to buy. So if you're in the planning stages of opening your dream business, then pay close attention, because I would hate for you to miss this crucial information and fall into the trap that I see too many rookie owners fall into. Find the right B&B to buy? Well, it's all about location, 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 isn't it? Well, yes and no. Location is very important, but it's not the only factor to consider. There are two other crucial elements that you need to think very carefully about before you start. It's too easy to find what's sometimes called a turnkey business, an existing one running well and busy, and to imagine that you can just drop into it and it will roll on its own. But you know, the truth is that the energy of the existing owners is what got the thing rolling in the first place. Their passion, their expertise, and their own intrinsic value. And if you want to take over a business like this, you'll have to find your own intrinsic value too. So here's what to do. Step one, take an inventory of your own passions, skills, expertise, knowledge, and get really clear on what you love to talk about and learn about. Now, this might take a little bit of introspection, but I promise you it will be worth it in the long run. Step two, now find busy locations where the people visiting are interested in the same things that you're interested in. For example, if you like mountaineering and the great outdoors, don't buy a property by the beach. If you're vegetarian or vegan, don't buy a property where meat is a staple. If you don't take this into account, you'll find yourself welcoming guests to whom you can't really relate, and that will make for an empty experience for everyone. Step three, be prepared to put your passions, knowledge, and expertise to work for you. That means differentiating yourself from everyone else in the area so that you stand out from the crowd. You offer a unique experience based on what you love, and yes, you can even charge more. This is the recipe for the right B&B, guest house or inn for you. Can you see now how so many people get this wrong and end up listing with the gazillion online travel agents just to fill their rooms and at any price, slowly becoming disillusioned and very often broke? Don't let that happen to you. If you'd like to know more about how these strategies and many more have helped my clients to find and develop the right property and business for them and make more money while working less, then click on the link below to register for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click on the link below and I'll see you there. Hi there, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and in this video I'm going to address the issue of how much time you should be spending attracting direct bookings for your bed and breakfast, guest house or inn. So if, like so many owners I talk to, you're not spending much time at all on this vital element because you don't know what to do, then my three top tips in this video will help you. In a recent poll in my Facebook group, I asked the question, how much time do you spend on a daily basis attracting direct bookings? And the answers were very surprising. Almost everyone wants more direct bookings without paying commissions to online travel agents, but hardly anyone is devoting themselves to this task. Is it any wonder then that over 70% of owners surveyed said that this was their biggest challenge? I believe the challenge is, how do I find the time and what specifically should I be doing? So let me help you with a quick story of how this worked for me in my own B&B. back in 2010, when my little B&B in France had suddenly become our only source of income, and in the past had only ever made me less than 10,000 euros, the bailiffs were at the door and I had to come up with a plan to keep my home. I decided that I needed to make 40,000 euros a year, and I had no clue how to do that. So I invested in a coach, and he said something to me that I have never forgotten. He said, the only way you're going to reach that goal is to get your head out of the toilet and start focusing on your real job of marketing to attract bookings. The time you're spending cleaning bathrooms, making beds, doing laundry and other low-value tasks is valuable time that you should be spending learning how to market yourself. That's your real job. So I'm telling you right now that you simply have to stop doing the daily chores and hire some help so you too can focus on your real job, which is attracting guests. No one else can do this. I know, you're probably thinking, well, I can't afford any help right now. I'll hire some help when I have more bookings. But the truth is that it simply doesn't work like that. You know, you'll never get any more bookings until you do hire help. So put on your big girl, big boy pants and get some help so that you can free up at least 2 hours every day of your precious time to do the work that you need to do. Otherwise, you're going to be on this treadmill forever. So now you've got some of your time back. What can you do to start attracting those guests that you want to welcome? Well, here's step number one. Make sure you're really clear on who your ideal guests are. You know, the ones that you love to welcome because of your own preferences, interests, and passions. Step number two, find groups on social media where they hang out and make friends with as many of them as you possibly can. Post on the main platforms so that you're constantly top of mind for your guests. Step number three, make sure that your website is set up specifically for those people so that when they visit you online, they'll know that your property is perfect for them. Join up the dots for them with what they're looking for, with what you offer, and bingo, you'll have a ball. If you'd like to know more about how these strategies and many more have helped my clients to get off the hamster wheel of cleaning, laundry and maintenance and become great marketers of their businesses, then click on the link below to register for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click on the link below and I'll see you there. Video number five. Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and in this video, I want to ask you a question. Do you know what your guests really want? Many B&B owners I speak to insist that having stars or ratings by Video 5. Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and in this video, I want to ask you a question. Do you actually know what your guests really want? Many B&B owners I speak to insist that having stars or ratings by organisations who grade them are the most important reason that people choose them. And I'm here to tell you that today that it's not. Not at all. But hey, I thought that too, and I fell into the same trap as everyone else and got a rating from my national organisation, which was Gîtes de France. Gîtes de France came to my B&B, focused on all the things that I didn't have, like TV in the rooms and private parking and difficult access, and gave me a 2-star rating. Then they told me how much I could charge, which was around 60 euros a night, which is about $50. Well, 60 euros a night wasn't going to cut it as far as my bills were concerned, so I dumped Gîtes de France, who didn't bring me any of the guests I wanted to welcome anyway, and put my prices up to 95 euros a night. And my business exploded. You know, guests are not interested in your grading, your stars or your awards. Look how Airbnb has exploded with pretty much no one having any ratings at all. You know what? No one really cares about that stuff. So before you spend another penny on upgrading your bed linen, installing TVs or splashing out on expensive toiletries, let me share with you the results of a survey done by hospitality.net. Number one, in the survey, guests want what's called an enhanced perspective. That means expanding their horizons, learning something new, the feeling that their time has been well spent, a kind of fulfilling experience. Number two, they want liberation, which means getting out of their daily thinking patterns and a feeling that they have really got away from it all, at least for a little while, with you. And number three was relationships, which means they want to interact with the owners and find out stuff, get the inside scoop and share time with like-minded souls. Isn't that interesting? You'll notice that smart TVs, beautiful views and expensive toiletries didn't feature on the list at all. Now, without getting too psycho, this isn't working. Video 5, take 3. Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and in this video I want to ask you a question. Do you know what your guests really want? You see, many B&B owners that I speak to insist that having stars or ratings by organisations who grade them are the most important reason people choose them. And I'm here to tell you that today that it's not. Not at all. But hey, I thought that too, and I fell into the same trap as everyone else and got a rating from my national organisation, Gîtes de France. They came to my B&B and they focused on all the things I didn't have, like TV in the rooms and private parking and difficult access, and they gave me a 2-star rating. Then they told me how much I could charge, which was around 60 euros a night, which is about 50 bucks. Well, 60 euros a night wasn't going to cut it as far as my bills were concerned, so I dumped them. And they didn't bring me any guests that I wanted to welcome anyway, and I put my prices up to 95 euros a night. And my business exploded. Guests are not interested in your grading and your stars or your awards. Look how Airbnb has exploded with pretty much no one having any ratings at all at the start. Do you want to know why? Well, no one really cares about that stuff. So before you spend another penny on upgrading your bed linen, installing TVs or splashing out on expensive toiletries, let me share with you the results of a study done recently by hospitality.net, which revealed some very interesting information about what guests really want. Number one, they want what's called an enhanced perspective, which means a sense of expanding their horizons, learning about something new, that feeling that their time has been well spent. Number two, they want liberation, which means getting out of their daily habits and thinking patterns so that they have the feeling that they really did get away from it all, at least for a little while. Number three, relationships, which means they want to interact with the owners and find out stuff, get the inside scoop and interact with like-minded souls. Isn't that interesting? You'll notice that smart TVs, beautiful views and expensive toiletries didn't feature at all on the list. Now, without getting too woo-woo here, more and more people are travelling to improve their life experience. And right now, in the 21st century, with all our lower human needs already met, such as shelter, warmth and security, we're looking for more experiences of being alive and understanding the world. And these are all kind of internal elements. What guests really want is an emotional connection with you. And now, if you know what you're doing, you can easily create this using the power of video, online technology, and mankind's greatest invention to date, the internet. I've created a framework for this that I'd love to share with you. So if you're interested in paying less commission to the online travel agents, ending the worries of the cash flow, I've created a framework for this so that I... I've created a framework for this that I'd love to share with you. So if you're interested in paying less commission to the online travel agents, ending the cash flow worries of the low seasons, and giving guests what they truly want so everyone can have a great experience, then join me on my next masterclass where I'll show you how to make more money while working less and having a heck of a lot more fun than you might be having right now. So click on the link below to register and I'll see you there. Video 6. Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling of bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and today's video is about your website. I'm going to give you 5 tips on how to make it more engaging and relevant for your visitors so that you get more bookings. So if you've got a website that looks nice but doesn't really bring you as many bookings as you like it to, then stay tuned and I'll explain why. First, your website is not about you. It's about your guests and their experience. And what that means that is if it's all pretty with flashy images, but does not clearly convey who you are, where you are, and who you welcome, what you offer, then you've lost them within the first 7 seconds. You know, we have very short attention spans these days, so you'll only have a few seconds to grab their attention. So let me give you 3 things that you can do right now to make your website work better for you. Number 1. Take a look at your homepage from your guest's perspective. Studies show that the top right-hand corner is where the eye is naturally drawn, so have your contact details and your Book Now button positioned there. Tip number 2. Is your geographical location clearly stated? You know, there are some towns around the world with the same name. So if you're in, say, Manchester in the UK and someone is looking for Manchester in the USA, could get confusing, right? So make sure that your actual location is clearly marked. Number 3, and this is the most important one, take a look at the introductory text on your website. If you're talking about yourself and not your guests, then take a step back. Every sentence that you've written there should be able to withstand the so what test. The so what test is that when you make a statement, you have to ask yourself, what does this mean for my guests? Here's an example. We have 5 beautiful rooms with sea view. How does that make you feel? Nothing, right? Now check in with yourself on this statement. We have 5 beautiful rooms, all with sea view, which means that when you wake up in the morning and you pull back the blinds, you will immediately see the sun twinkling on the water and the gulls flying overhead while you sip your coffee, enjoying the view. Now I'm willing to bet that you pictured yourself in that situation, right? So that's how you make your property and your website irresistible. So next tip, make sure that you have your reviews. I think I'm on tip 3. Let's do tip 1, tip 2, tip 3. So tip 1, take a look at your homepage from your guest's perspective. Studies show that the top right-hand corner is where the eye is naturally drawn, so have your contact details and your Book Now button positioned there. Tip number 2, is your geographical location clearly stated? You know, there are some towns around the world with the same name. So if you're in, say, Manchester in the UK and someone is looking for Manchester in the USA, could get confusing, right? So make sure that your actual location is clearly marked. Tip number 3, and this is the most important one, take a look at the introductory text on your website. And if you're talking about yourself and not about your guests, then take a step back. Every sentence you've written there should be able to withstand the so what test. The so what test is when you make a statement about your property, ask yourself, So what does this mean for my guests? Let me give you an example. We have 5 beautiful rooms, all with sea view. How does that statement make you feel? Nothing, right? Now check in with yourself on this statement. We have 5 beautiful rooms, all with sea view, which means that when you wake up in the morning and pull back the blinds, you will immediately see the sun twinkling on the water, the gulls flying overhead while you sip your freshly made coffee. How does that make you feel? I'm willing to bet that you began to picture yourself in that scene, right? That's how you make your property, your website, irresistible. Tip number 4, make sure that you have your reviews sprinkled around your website, especially just before you ask your visitors to take the next step, like book a room. You want to be using your reviews as social proof that your hospitality is good and that future guests can rely on you to deliver. What other people say about us is way more powerful than what we say about ourselves. So if you're leaving your reviews on the review sites and not using them on your website, strategically positioned to have the biggest impact, then go change that now. If you'd like to know more about how these strategies and many more have helped my clients to get more bookings, track the guests they love, then click below to register for my next masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. Click below and I'll see you there. Okay, that's it.